Welcome back. In this session, we're going to build that classic old-school jungle, early D&B conversation, where the track feels like it's talking to itself. Stabs make a statement, the bass answers, the break reacts, and the effects punctuate it. The twist is we're not going to overplan it in arrangement from bar one. We'll build a playable system in session view, jam it like a DJ inside Ableton Live 12, and then record that performance straight into arrangement view with clean transitions and mix control. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you're already comfortable making clips, grouping tracks, and doing basic EQ and compression. Our focus is the workflow and the mixing decisions that make call and response feel intentional, not like four loops stacked on top of each other. All right, let's set the foundation. First, tempo. Set your project somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want the classic pace, park it at 170. Now open the groove pool and grab an MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 57 to 62. Start at 58. Here's the key. Don't automatically slap swing on everything. In a lot of jungle, the break already has its own pocket. So I like swing on hats and little percussion slices, and I keep the kick layer and the sub pretty straight. If you swing everything, you can accidentally double swing and the whole track starts feeling late. Next, set up routing like a grown-up, because we're going to be performing and recording, and you want control without chaos. Group your drum tracks into a drum bus. Group your bass tracks into a bass bus. Group your melodic stuff into a music bus. And before we even touch sound design, give yourself headroom. Drop a utility on the master and pull it down by 6 dB. Temporary. This is just so you don't end up composing into a clipped master and making bad decisions, because everything is slamming. Now the musical plan. Call and response. Pick a key that's dark and forgiving. F minor or G minor are perfect. Your call is going to be the stabs, mid-range, rhythmic, kind of vocal in how they hit. The response is the bass movement, little effects, and drum variations. A simple rhythm concept you can aim at, stabs hit on the one end, the two, and the three end. Then the bass answers by pushing into the two end and the four, maybe with a little pitch dip or sly at the end of the phrase. You don't have to copy that exactly, but keep the concept, statement, then reply. If both parts are constantly talking, the listener can't tell who's speaking. Let's build drums in session view. Track 1 is your amen break, audio. Drag in an amen loop or any classic break. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro if you want it smoother, or switch to Beats if you want it to bite harder. If you're in Beats, make sure you preserve transients, because that's where the forward motion lives. Now create multiple clips. This is crucial because call and response isn't just notes, it's the drums answering the phrase too. Make an A1 clip, your main amen, 2 bars. Make an A2 clip, another 2 bars, but change something small, reorder a slice, mute a snare hit, add a tiny edit. Then make an F1 clip, a fill, 1 bar, something that feels like end of sentence. And make an S1 clip that's a stop or a half bar drop, for fake outs. Quick old school edit method, right click the break clip and slice to new MIDI track by transients. Now you've got slices in a drum rack and you can program little ghost snares or fast retrigs, especially on the last beat of bar 2. 1 or 2 1/16 retrigs can make it instantly feel like jungle without overdoing it. For tone, a saturator on the amen track. Drive it somewhere between +2 and +6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output level so it's not just louder, it's actually better. That's a big one. If it's louder, you'll think it's better even if it's wrecking your transients. Track 2 is your kick layer, MIDI. Build a drum rock with a clean, short kick. Pattern-wise, you're usually reinforcing what the break is implying. Often it's a kick on 1, and maybe the end of 2 depending on your break. Don't force it. Solo the break. Feel where the weight wants to land, then support it. Add drum bus to the kick. Drive around 5 to 15%, boom around 20 to 35, and transient up a little. But keep it tight. If drum bus turns into why is my kick now a sub, you've gone too far. Mix check on the kick. EQ 8, gentle low cut around 25 to 30 Hz. If it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. And just note this now. Decide who owns the 50 to 90 Hz range. In a lot of classic jungle, the sub is the boss and the kick is more punch than weight. That decision is going to make everything easier later. Now stabs. This is the call. Track 3. Stabs, MIDI, load wavetable or analog. For a quick 90s-ish stab, do a saw on oscillator 1, a square on oscillator 2 but quieter. Filter it with something like MS2 or PRD into a 24 dB low pass. Then set a short decay, maybe 200 to 450 milliseconds, low sustain. You want it to hit and get out of the way like a Sampur stab, not hang around like a pad. Then the classic jungle chain. A Q8 first, high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 HC. You're making room for bass. Saturator next, drive plus 3 to plus 8, soft clip on. A little chorus ensemble with the mix low, just to spread it. Hybrid reverb as a small plate or room, decay under 2 seconds, and high cut it so it doesn't fizz. Then echo, 1/8 or dotted 1/8, feedback 10 to 25%, and filter the repeats darker than the original. Now make two clips, both two bars. C1 is your main call. C2 is a call alternate, same rhythm, but change the chord inversion or even reduce it to a single note stab. Sometimes the best variation is subtraction. And since this is Live 12, use MIDI transformations on one of the clips, tiny human eyes and small velocity randomization, like 10 to 18. Not huge. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You're trying to make it feel played. Now bass. This is the response. Track 4. Bass, MIDI. We'll aim at a reese, or a rolling bass that answers the stabs without swallowing the mix. In Waveatable, start with saw on oscillator 1, saw on oscillator 2, slightly detuned. Add unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep it modest so mono compatibility doesn't fall apart. Low pass filter, moderate resonance. Then an LFO to move the filter cutoff slowly, rate at half note or 1 bar. Small amount. The movement should feel like a living engine, not a wobble showcase. Device chain. Stock and effective. EQ8. Low cut around 20 to 30 HC, and if it's muddy, a little dip in that 120 to 250 area. Saturator. Plus 2 to plus 6. Soft clip on. Blue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and you're only aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when it hits. Then utility to control width. In general, keep your low end mono. If you're doing a wide reese, it should be wide in the mids, not wide down in sub-territory. Now build response clips. 2 bars each. R1 is simple. Sub-notes that answer the stabs, plus 1 reese accent. R2 is an alternate. Maybe add a pitch fall at the end of bar 2. R3 is a halftime answer. Longer notes, less busy, just to create contrast. And here's the mix-aware rule. When stabs are busy, bass gets simpler. When stabs drop out, bass can get cheeky. That's the whole call and response trick. It's not more notes. It's better role separation. Now we do the mixing core that makes this genre actually work. Sidechain and spacing. On the bass track, add a regular compressor, not glue, because it's clearer for sidechain. Turn on sidechain and set input to your kick track. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds depending on how fast you want it to bounce. Then lower the threshold until the bass ducks 2 to 5 dB on kick hits. Listen for the groove. If the bass feels like it's gasping, your release is too long or your threshold is too low. If it's not creating space, your threshold is too high or the ratio is too mild. You want that rolling low end, but with a little breathing room so the kick reads. Now break clarity. On the Amen track, at EQ8, if it's harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. If it's dull, a tiny shelf around 10 kHz, but only if it's not getting brittle. The goal is crisp, not spiky, and for space, use sends, not reverb inserts everywhere. Create a return track called Jungle Verb. Put hybrid reverb on it, room or plate blend. After that, a Q8, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. That return should be vibe, not mud, not hiss. Send stabs to it, maybe a touch of snare or perk. Keep kick and sub mostly dry. That's how you keep punch while still sounding like a record. Now the fun part, session view performance. This is where we turn clips into an arrangement. Create scenes, basically rows that represent sections. Scene 1. Intro drums, about 8 bars. Lighter drum clip, no bass. Just a hint of FX if you want. Scene 2. Call only, 8 bars. Main break, stab C1, and minimal bass. Scene 3. Response, 8 bars. Main break, bass R1, fewer stabs or none. Scene 4. Full, 16 bars. Break variation, stab C2, bass R2, the full conversation. Scene 5. Fill or drop, 4 to 8 bars. Fill clip, maybe a dub delay throw, maybe the stop start. Now give the Amen clips follow action so the drums move on their own. On A1 and A2, set follow action time to 2 bars. Then set actions to next and other at 50/50. That way the break rotates between main and variation without you constantly launching clips. It's controlled chaos, very jungle. Advanced control, for fill clips, Set follow action to stop after one bar. That prevents you from accidentally looping a fill for 8 bars and killing the vibe. Quantization. Set global launch quantization to 1 bar. That keeps your performance tight. For your fill clip, set its own quantization to quarter bar or half bar so you can drop it in quickly right before a transition. Two more coaching moves before we record. First, treat this like a DJ mix inside live. Practice launching your scenes while watching the master and the group meters. Your goal is consistent loudness between scenes. Energy should change because arrangement elements change, not because one scene is randomly 4 dB louder. A quick trick, put a utility at the end of each group. Drum, bass, music, and trim so scene switches don't spike. Second, gain staging starts at clip level. Don't normalize everything. Use clip gain so your saturator and drum bus get hit consistently. If follow actions switch to a clip that's 5 dB hotter, suddenly everything sounds crunchier and you'll waste time chasing it with device knobs. Alright, now we capture it. Hit global record in the top transport. Then launch scenes in a musical order. Intro, then call, then response, then full, then fill, then back to full. Perform it. Think in 8-bar sentences. Let the call speak for 8, let the response answer for 8, then bring them together. When you're done, press tab to go to arrangement view. You'll see your performance printed out. This is the best part. It's now editable like a track, but it already has human energy because you performed it.